The Buddhist technique or method to improve the mind is based on the theory of interdependence, or pratityasamutpada. This is mainly concerned with the causes of pain and pleasure and the fact that everything is interlinked, creating a chain reaction. According to Buddhism, there is a commensurate relationship between cause and effect where pain and pleasure are concerned. The immediate cause is karma. Karma means action. Tomorrow's events depend very much on today's actions. This year's events on last year's, while this century's events are linked with those of the previous centuries. The actions of previous generations affect the lives of the generations that follow. This is also a kind of karma. However, there is a difference between actions carried out by a group of people or sentient beings jointly and actions carried out by a single person. In individual cases, the actions of the earlier part of one's life have an effect on the latter part of one's life. What, then, is the source of action? What is the motivation of mind? And more important, what is mind? Is it the brain or a kind of energy produced by the brain? The answer is both. It is both because while the grosser level of consciousness is produced by the brain, the ultimate source of consciousness is the innermost subtle consciousness that is not dependent on the brain. The most subtle consciousness or mind has no beginning and no end. According to Buddhist philosophy, every sentient being who has a mind and consciousness has the potential to become a Buddha. This subtle consciousness is termed Buddha seed or Buddha nature. In Mahayana Buddhism, the ultimate goal is Buddhahood or enlightenment. One should be determined. This determination is called bodhicitta, which is the basis of the Mahayana teaching of infinite altruism. To develop bodhicitta, or the mind of infinite altruism, we have to first know about the Four Noble Truths. It is possible to end suffering or bring about its cessation. In order to do that, we have to know what suffering is and what causes it. Only then can cessation be achieved and the true path followed. It will help us if we develop determination and altruism. As I have said, the 8 verses explain the importance of altruism and how to preserve it when we come across difficult situations in our daily life. They teach us how to deal with our negative emotions and subsequently improve or transform our mind. We should recite the 8 verses every day, making them a part of our daily life. When we are faced with problems, we should immediately read, recite, and practice the 8 verses. This is difficult to implement, but it is better to make an attempt so that we have no regrets later.